Honorable George Muchai, the Member of Parliament for Kabete, at the outskirts of Nairobi, constituency outside Nairobi, was shot dead this morning at 3 a.m. In the Nairobi Central Business District, plus two of his bodyguards and his driver. And this is a sad day for the Jubilee Coalition, because he was a member of the Jubilee Coalition and also a member of parliament from the Kiambu County, the county where President Uhuru Kenyatta comes from. So the coalition has lost one of its best members of parliament. The country has lost a leader. Honorable Muchai was one of the finest trade unionists in our country before he joined politics. So this act, we condemn it with the strongest terms possible. It's a heinous act. And we have called on the security agents, the director of CID, to move with speed and bring the perpetrators of this heinous act to justice as soon as possible. As I'm talking to you, I'm driving from my constituency in Garissa. I'm heading to Nairobi in the next 1 hour to join the family of Honorable Muchai in the funeral arrangement.
Some people have called for increased protection for lawmakers following this recent act of violence perpetrated by Al-Shabaab militants. What is your take on that?
I think it's not only for lawmakers. I mean, the Jubilee government administration is under obligation to protect the lives and the property of each and every of the 41 million Kenyans, and also to provide more security for the top leadership of our country, which, as I speak to you, our members of parliament, our governors, our senators, our top leaders, both in the executive and in the judiciary, enjoy a scaled-up security. And, of course, this is an isolated incident. It looks like it's a well-coordinated attack and killing on one of our colleagues. But I'm sure the National Intelligence Service and the other arms of the security will make sure that each and every member of parliament or leader in our country is safe, just like all the other citizens of our country and their property are safe. So this is an obligation on our security agents. But this is the first of its type since the new parliament was formed in the last 2 years.
Now, Honorable Duale, critics of the government are saying this is yet another proof that its security measures has failed and that the government has failed to protect people, and now a lawmaker has been killed by assailants. What do you say to such criticisms?
Let me make it very, very clear that since December, we the country has enjoyed a sense of security and stability. And what has happened today is not an isolated incident, not only to Kenya and to Nairobi. Incidents of attacks against leaders has happened in many, many places. It is not only isolated to Nairobi. It can happen in Washington. It can happen in New York. It can happen in London. It can happen in Dubai. But it is the obligation of the government of the day to make sure that all the 41 million Kenyans, including our leaders, are safe and sound. And I'm sure the security agents are on the heels of the perpetrators of this heinous act. And sooner or later, the killers of Honorable George Muchai and his three aides will be brought to book. That is what we're demanding from the National Police Service as the leadership of the Jubilee Coalition, and as a member of parliament.
Honorable, as a leading member of parliament, what assurances would you give Kenyans? Because I heard the shooting death of this lawmaker has sent fears or shivers down the spine of a lot of Kenyans, especially in the capital, Nairobi. What assurances will you give them at this very unfortunate time?
Of course, the death of our, or the killing of our member of parliament has sent a lot of fear among the people of Nairobi and the country as a whole. And I am sure the men and women who are in charge of our security agents are on top of everything, and we want to assure the country that our security apparatus will make sure that the killers of the Honourable Member of Parliament are brought to book, and the security of each and every Kenyan, more so for our members of Parliament in their residence, in their offices, will be upheld.